Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. You are listening to the Build Your Network podcast.
If you're tired of the old way of networking, the business cards, the awkward conversations, and the aggressive pitches, but you know how crucial your network is to your success in life, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Build Your Network, the only top-rated show committed to helping you master content networking, foster real relationships, increase your authority, and build the network of your dreams. Listen in on conversations with world-class entrepreneurs, authors, thought leaders, and more as we deconstruct their best strategies for your success. So get ready to burn your business cards, ditch the name tag, and discover the new way to network with your host, Travis Chappell.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another Freestyle Friday. Today, we're talking about podcasts and seasons. I know Eric has been itching to talk about this one, so
I'll
let you go for it.
So we've got the Podcast to Profit Facebook group, and people ask all kinds of podcast advice questions. And this question comes up probably like once a week, I'd say. I mean, like, there's people just dropping comments going, so I'm launching my show. I'm trying to figure out how to do seasons. They're like, either start with that or they'll say, I'm doing my show. Should I go into seasons? And I even saw a tweet the other day. I forgot whose account it was from, but they asked about, you know, should podcasts have seasons? And it blew up with all these different perspectives. I have super strong feelings about podcast seasons. And when I say seasons, if someone's listening going like, what is that? Basically, it's treating your podcast like a TV show. You know,
yeah. Should you release 20 episodes at a time or should you just constantly be releasing everything weekly or whatever?
So I'll turn it over to you. What do you think? Like, just gut reaction when you hear someone talk about doing a season for their show?
I think building a podcast is difficult enough. And if you don't release content constantly, it's going to be really difficult to continue to grow the show. So my advice around seasons is always don't do it unless it's not your main thing at all. You don't really care and you only want to get a certain amount of content out and you're not really caring about growing your audience or your following because you're only going to send it to certain people who want to pay attention to what you have to say. Or if you're doing like some sort of scripted fiction or nonfiction, like true crime type of a show, those are obviously better released in seasons because they follow a certain story. You close the story, you take a break, and then you research the next story. And it takes a lot of pre-production, a lot of scripting. You get voice actors and narration and sound effects and music tracks. And that takes a lot of time and effort and energy to put into these episodes. But if you're doing, you know, Build podcasting, most people do it, like we do it, I don't think that it makes any sense.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. I agree with everything you said. And that's exactly like when I hear someone start talking about seasons, you know, and not everybody. So if this is you, I don't even have a specific person in mind, but I see a lot of times like on Twitter, podcasting forums, like all these different groups, what I see is a lot of times people are overwhelmed with their release schedule and they're looking for a reason to release less.
Right.
You know, and again, I'm not saying it's everybody. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but like I would ask before you consider doing a season, like what's the purpose and reason for doing it? Because it is like there's times with my show, you know, and I've taken breaks. Like I think it's okay to take breaks once in a while where you announce it and you take a quick step away. But obviously there's times throughout my last 200 episodes where I've gone like, it would be great to take like 3 months off mm-hmm. and not do that or to pause this. But that's purely just for me to just chill out. Like
right.
it doesn't benefit the show. And I know, and if you're listening to this, you know this, when you go to your podcast host, and you're looking through shows, like you look to see who hasn't put out an episode for a while and unsubscribe. Like well, you just do that.
Right. Well, the average podcast listener, I think, listens to 6 or 7 different shows in their like regular lineup of shows. It's really difficult to insert yourself in somebody's lineup. And so if you don't release shows for a couple of months, it's really easy for people to replace you in their lineup with yeah. somebody else who's releasing and new content.
Not even intentionally, like forget about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
right. Oh, well, perfect example, bro. Like if you're listening to this podcast, you may or may not know that a couple of months ago, we almost shut the whole podcast down to focus on a different podcast and focus on building our software company. And then we rebooted this podcast after about, I think maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks
yeah,
off the air.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe 2 months. And our downloads dropped by probably 40% in that mm-hmm. time period. Now they've picked up since then, but frankly, surprising for me. Yeah. I never recommended people do seasons, but after I saw that, it like definitively put an yeah. exclamation point at the end of it where I was like, oh, that's real data that we've seen now yeah. that's been like, oh, there was a clear drop yeah. in listenership, retention, downloads when we decided to, you know, take a little bit of a break. Obviously we were deciding to take a long break and didn't end up happening, but for whatever the reason is, like, why would you do that to yourself on purpose is my point. You're building up all this momentum, you're releasing consistent content. And then one day you're just like, ah, never mind for a couple of months, you know, like you're going to have to get back into the flow of things and start that momentum all over again. Like I said, it's already really difficult to grow a show. Don't make it harder on yourself than it has to be.
Yeah. I would definitely say like the only times I would is if, like you said, if it's a scripted show where there's like casting and a, but like right. where you're really putting out a
if production quality is super high.
Right. It's like intense. An 8-episode miniseries
right.
every year, you know, cause and there are platforms that do that. Even then though, like I would say for ones that aren't a studio with tons of ad money, like I still wouldn't necessarily recommend it.
Right.
I'd say if you're doing a true crime show and you're doing seasons, like just have them back to back, like, here's my condensed group of episodes. Here's another group. But for anyone who's listening, I know this is the majority of our audience. If you're a business owner or entrepreneur and you're just putting on a show, like consistent quality content, like you talk right. about all the time, why sacrifice that? There's no good reason.
Think about like your one of your favorite shows on Netflix or Amazon Prime or some of these other streaming services. I bring those ones up specifically because live television, you have an episode release every week.
What's that?
You know? Yeah.
Right. Back to our Howard Stern yeah. episode. Yeah.
But on Netflix, they drop the whole season at once. Like, I don't know how many shows I've stopped watching because it takes so long to produce a new season. And I don't do it on purpose. It's not like I'm like, ah, screw those guys for taking so long to come up with the next season.
You're not loyal.
It's just that I lost interest. Yeah, I'm not loyal anymore.
HBO Max drops a new episode of In Just Like That, the Sex and City spinoff. It drops a new episode every Thursday, and I'm there every Thursday when it drops.
That's because they do it every week.
Loyalty. Yeah. But they're consistent, which goes back to your point.
Well, yeah. And to just because we're going down this rabbit hole, Sex and the City is a very recognizable, well-known franchise that's been around for a long period of time, which means you have loyalty. I'm a raving fan. Yeah. What's her name? The
Carrie Bradshaw?
I don't know. Is that the main one?
Yes.
I'm a big fan of her.
Yes.
Yes. But what I was going to say on that is like, that's why like some of these Netflix shows that don't have loyal fan bases that have been producing content for years mm-hmm. and years struggle to retain people between those long respites in between seasons. Mm-hmm. Cause it just takes way too long. Like there's some shows that I really enjoyed. It's just that a new season comes out and I'm like, oh, new season's out. And I play the first episode and I'm like, who's that again?
Yeah.
Like what did they do? Yeah. I got to go back and like refresh and rewatch the last 3 seasons to watch the 4 seasons. So imagine that, but your listeners are feeling the same thing about you. Like you try to release another season. It's like, oh, I totally forgot the Build Your Network existed. You know what I mean? Like now I got to work it back into my schedule.
You know, with the podcasting space again, like there's a lot of business shows out there.
Yeah.
You know, like I have a show on filmmaking, like plenty of shows about that. You know what I mean? Like I can't come in and go like, oh, I can leave for 6 months and I'm not going to go listen to another one and become loyal fans of that show. But right. I don't want us to just, you know, just tell people no over and over again. Like, can you think of any alternatives for someone that is feeling burned out? Like one of the things that comes to mind to me is without sacrificing release schedule, because I feel like you got here with Build Your Network, whereas like you were doing episode, tons of interviews, trying to do other things, and it just wasn't something you were able to maintain, like at least while maintaining your sanity while you're doing it. So like bringing in a co-host to like step in, do some of the episodes, like, you know,
That's literally what I did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, is there anything else like that you'd recommend to people that are like, I need a break?
Yeah. Come up with some, you know, bonus content in between the like seasonal releases. Like, first of all, don't take huge breaks. Yeah. Don't go on summer break and just leave for 3 months. Like, that's just too long. Maybe take a month, take a month off. But in that month, release like 4 bonus episodes that are nothing but clipped pieces of content from previous episodes that you put together into these like 1 hour long, you know, packed full of content type episodes. It's a way to create content without having to create content.
Right.
And a lot of people like those types of shows, and the compilation type shows that we've released in the past, we've always had great feedback on them.
And there's a lot that don't, you know, may not heard that
episode. Well, right, exactly. And if you're releasing consistent content, there's a lot of times where like people will listen to the episode and they never even heard the original episode, you know, so maybe that prompts them to go back in time and listen to the episode that snippet was taken from or whatever. So yeah, release bonus content. Don't take long breaks. And this is if you absolutely need to do it for your sanity, or you have something in your personal life that comes up or something. But this is also why it's super crucial to keep a long batched bank of episodes.
Long runway,
yeah. In the backlog. I mean, it's been over four years, like coming up 4.5 years that I've been podcasting. And in that time period, I've had a lot of crazy things happen in my life that I don't really talk about to a bunch of other people that would have been perceived as a life-changing event that would have been totally understandable if I stopped releasing episodes. But I didn't. Not because I'm like, oh, some big macho guy who just pushes through or whatever. That's only partially it. But it's because I had 2.5 months of banked content in my library that like kept me going during those times where I was like, oh, I can take a breather here for a little bit.
Yeah, during those times, or even, you know, like I said, with the filmmaking show, like I made sure I worked overtime booking guests because I knew no one was going to be doing podcast interviews during the holidays, you know, like just taking all those simple steps. So if you're sitting there going like, should I do a season? I think our answer is pretty definitively no for 99% of people.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this going like, man, that sounds like a lot of work, then you're finally starting to get it. Building an audience on a podcast is not easy, and it takes a long period of time. And if you're not committed to making it happen over the long term, you're not going to make it happen. If you're waiting for that like moment of virality to take your podcast from obscurity to fame, it's not going to happen.
We are too.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Like, let me know how that 10 goes.
10 million followers.
Let me know how that goes.
But awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, if you have any questions, feel free to hit us up on social media. You can tag us in your Instagram stories with the handle @TravisChapel or with the @Guestio app. Tag us there. Let us know you like the show or dislike the show. We like all the spicy comments too. So thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.
See you guys. Peace.
That's it for this episode. If you want to connect with Travis and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischapel.com/group to join his free Facebook group, Podcast to Profit. Travis will see you there. And remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.